Now, as Australians continue to endure lengthy lockdowns and our mental health continues to be strained, support services such as Lifeline have been busier than ever. In fact, this August, Lifeline recorded its highest ever number of daily calls. During these times, the uncertainty created by COVID-19, climate change and social polarisation continues to add to the unrest and instability we can feel around the world. It's slightly different for us here in Tassie because we're not actually in lockdown and we don't actually have COVID down here, but it is affecting us in a lot of ways in terms of not being able to get out and see our family and friends who are interstate and are in lockdown. So that's hard. This International Day of Peace, the Heartfulness Institute is inviting everyone to come together for a peaceful planet. Australians are encouraged to join a global 24-hour chain of meditation starting today at 9 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Through meditation, Aussies will be able to find their inner strength in what for many is a very difficult and trying time. With me on the line, I have Elizabeth Denley, a meditation and life skills training person from the Heartfulness Institute. Good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Cameron. Lovely to be here.
Okay. Now, well, you've been involved in a lot of things. Just tell us a little bit about your background. You've been doing this sort of thing for 30 years.
I first started meditating in 1989, and I just found that it had such a positive impact on my life, on my family life, on my role as a mother, my ability to integrate work with family, etc. And so I've continued ever since.
Good for you. Now, what inspired the Heartfulness Institute to create the Peaceful Planet Meditation?
Oh, well, this started way back in the 1940s, actually. And okay. So heartfulness practitioners have been doing this at 9 o'clock every night since then. And in 1957, our founder wrote to the UN Secretary General and said, you know, this would be something good for humanity. It's taken 60 years for it to go global, but basically, I guess what's happened is that thanks to COVID, in a way, we've had to go online because prior to that, we were doing this in our centres. Since the UN ratified Peace Day back in 2001, we've been doing it in our centres worldwide in about 140 countries. But with COVID, we couldn't meet, so we went online. And last year, we had 30 million people meditating for peace at 9 p.m. on Peace Day.
Wow.
And hopefully, tonight, it will be even more.
Indeed. Why is it so important for us to come together and show compassion towards each other?
Well, you mentioned at the beginning, Cameron, what everyone's going through at the moment. I mean, you guys down in Tassie, even where I am in central Victoria, we're pretty blessed in a way.
Yes.
We don't have the struggles that other people are going through.
Absolutely.
But even still, you know, I can't go into Melbourne to see friends. I can't see my friends in New South Wales. And I'm sure it's the same for a lot of you guys down there. People are lonely. And not only that, they're dealing with stresses and anxiety and depression that's at unprecedented levels. In fact, the World Economic Forum estimates that currently there are over 1 billion people around the globe with a mental condition. That's around 14-15%. I mean, it's just a staggering number. And with that, most of it's anxiety and depression. So people need compassion right now. They need each other for support. You know, we all need to find that moment of peace in the day where we can feel happy and joyful and see some purpose and hope and know that we're going to come out the other end of this.
So how can we find moments of peace in our everyday lives, especially during this point in human history?
Well, it's a struggle, but you just have to make time for it. It's pretty simple. You know, I meditate every morning. I have for 30 years, over 30 years now. And what it does is it calibrates my day. So I go out into the day feeling happy, feeling purposeful, and feeling very centered and balanced within myself. What that means is that while the world around may not change, my ability to cope with it changes. My ability to stay positive, my ability not to be, you know, go into a sort of a black hole of depression because of the numbers of COVID, you know, new cases in Melbourne or whatever. It's there, but it doesn't sway who I am or it doesn't stop me from feeling connected with people. It really has. It makes a huge difference.
And I guess as well, there's that fact of, you know, actually owning the fact that you do have depression and anxiety. It's if you're in denial, it'll just make it worse. But coming out and accepting it is the first step to getting better, isn't it?
It is, and to know that you're not alone. You know, people are going through this together. All of us as human beings need support, even when we're very healthy mentally. We'll have days where we're down. I think everyone knows that. You know, something happens that really disappoints you or really upsets you, and you know what it's going to happen for the rest of the day. It's just not easy, or if you're not feeling well or whatever. So we all go through this. So how do we help each other?
Yeah.
And when we meditate together, the effect is stronger than the individual parts. It just lifts everybody.
So where can Australians go to find out more about the Global Guided Meditation?
Well, you can register. You can also just log in and see the event at 8:30 p.m. at www.heartfulness.org/peaceday.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for joining us this morning and talking about meditation and how it can positively affect us, particularly at this time. And all the best and peace to you on this International Day of Peace.
Thank you, Cameron. Same to you.
Okay, good on you. Bye for now.
Okay, bye.
That's Elizabeth Denley, meditation and life skills trainer from the Heartfulness Institute, joining us this morning on this International Day of Peace.